Review of Conquest. Overview. Open Book Book Review, Conquest by John Connolly and Jennifer Rittyard. Part of the Chronicles of the Invaders trilogy. I just finished reading Conquest, the first novel in the Chronicles of the Invaders trilogy by John Connolly and Jennifer Rittyard. Set in the near future, the story chronicles the invasion and conquest of Earth by the Illyrian Empire, an expansive alien civilization that has mastered wormhole technology and dominates hundreds of solar systems. The Illyrians are the most powerful empire in the galaxy, but they encounter unexpected resistance when they reach Earth. Humanity proves to be the most advanced and defiant species they've ever faced. While the Illyrians control major cities, vast regions remain lawless, and resistance to their occupation is widespread. The Illyrian Empire, a fractured dictatorship. The Illyrian world is an authoritarian military dictatorship divided among several factions, including the military and the diplomats. Although the military nominally governs Earth, the diplomats frequently interfere, believing the military is too lenient and too enamored with Earth's culture. This internal tension undermines the Empire's ability to maintain control. The Securitate Services, a secret police force, operate largely outside the authority of both the military and the diplomatic corps. They oversee the scientific office, which is rumored to conduct illegal experiments on humans and other species. At the top of the hierarchy is the President of the Imperial Council, a senior military general. Behind the scenes, the Nazarene Sisterhood, a semi-secret society, wields significant influence. Through strategic marriages to prominent figures in the military, diplomatic corps, and Securitate, they manipulate power structures. Skilled in mind control techniques, the Nazarenes are widely feared and operate in the shadows of the Empire's political machinery. Broken heart, love and rebellion in occupied Edinburgh. The story unfolds as a love story between Syl and Annie, daughters of the governor and senior military leaders, and the first Illyrians born on Earth and two resistance fighters they encounter during a walk through Edinburgh, the European headquarters of the Illyrian occupation. When the two young men are arrested on terrorism charges, Syl and Annie intervene with the help of Mija, a mysterious spy who works for the governor. The newly arrived diplomat, eager to crush the resistance, pushes for their execution. The girls defy imperial authority, and with the help of the resistance, they rescue the prisoners and flee. While on the run with the captured consul, they uncover a terrifying truth: a mysterious alien force known only as the Other is secretly infiltrating the senior leadership of the Illyrian Empire. These parasites are taking over minds and spreading through the Empire, threatening its very foundation. Rocket, final thoughts. Conquest is a fast-paced, intriguing coming-of-age novel set against the backdrop of interstellar empire and rebellion. It blends political intrigue, dystopian tension, and emotional depth with a compelling narrative about identity, resistance, and the cost of loyalty. I look forward to reading the rest of the series and highly recommend it to fans of sci-fi, dystopian fiction, and stories that explore the collision of cultures and the fight for autonomy. Copilot provided the following additional synopsis. Blue Book Series Overview, Chronicles of the Invaders. 1. Conquest, 2013. Earth has been conquered by Illyria, a beautiful but ruthless alien race. Syl Hellas, the first Illyria born on Earth, is the daughter of the planet's governor. When she saves a young human rebel, Paul Kerr, she becomes a fugitive of her own people. Together, they uncover a deeper threat behind the invasion, one that could destroy both species. 2. Empire, 2014. Syl and Paul flee to the stars, pursued by the Nerine Sisterhood and hunted by both Illyria and humans. As they uncover Sisterhood secrets, they must decide whether to fight for a new future or be consumed by the old empires. 3. Dominion, 2016. The final installment sees Syl and Paul leading a rebellion that spans galaxies. Loyalties fracture, ancient powers awaken, and the fate of Earth and the Illyria homeworld hangs in the balance. Key characters. Syl Hellas, the first Illyria born on Earth, gifted, conflicted, and courageous. Paul Kerr, a young human resistance fighter who becomes Syl's ally and love interest. General Hela, Syl's father and Earth's Illyria governor. The Nerine Sisterhood, a secretive and powerful faction within Illyria society. Stephen Kerr, Paul's younger brother, also involved in the resistance. Dr. Brandt, a human scientist with knowledge of Illyria technology. About the authors. John Connolly. Born, 1968, Dublin, Ireland. Known for the Charlie Parker crime series, The Book of Lost Things, and supernatural thrillers. Awards, Edgar, Shamus, Barry, Agatha, and Anthony Awards. Other notable works. Every Dead Thing, 1999. The Book of Lost Things, 2006. The Children of Eve, 2025. Nocturnes, Short Stories. The Samuel Johnson vs. the Devil Trilogy. Jennifer Ridyard, born, 1971, England, raised in South Africa. Background, journalist and lifestyle editor for The Citizen. Other work, weekly editorial columnist, freelance writer. Chronicles of the Invaders is her primary fiction series, co-authored by Connolly. Books. Complete list of Chronicles of the Invaders books. 1 Conquest, 2013. 2 Empire, 2014. 3 Dominion, 2016. Speech balloon. Notable quotes from Conquest. The real invasion has not yet even begun. She was born of stars, but Earth had made her human. Sometimes the greatest rebellion is to choose kindness. The Illyria, political and social structure. Authoritarian rule, the Illyria operate under a centralized, hierarchical system. Syl Hellas's father is a high-ranking official, suggesting a ruling elite with significant control over colonies like Earth. Expansionist agenda, their conquest of Earth is part of a broader imperial strategy. They claim to bring order and technological advancement, but their methods are coercive and manipulative. Social stratification, Illyria society values purity and tradition. Syl, born on Earth, is viewed as different, almost taboo, highlighting rigid cultural norms and xenophobia within their ranks. Internal conflict, the Illyria are not monolithic. Factions like the Nerine Sisterhood, a secretive and powerful group, suggest deep ideological divides and political intrigue within their civilization. Extraterrestrial alien, other alien races and factions. Nerine Sisterhood, a mysterious and dangerous sect within Illyria, known for their ruthlessness and hunger for control. They represent a darker, more fanatical side of Illyria politics. Human resistance, while not alien, Earth's youth-led resistance is central to the story. Their guerrilla tactics and defiance contrast sharply with Illyria order. Unrevealed threats, the novel hints at a greater cosmic danger beyond the Illyria, suggesting that the real invasion may not have even begun. The Illyrian Empire has been taken over by the Others, a mysterious parasite species that is slowly taking over the senior leadership of the Illyrian Empire. This is, of course, a long-standing sci-fi meme as seen in the movies, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Co-pilot provided additional background info on this theme of the novel. Core theme, alien parasites and mind control. Alien parasites in fiction often symbolize loss of autonomy and identity. Fear of infiltration and societal collapse. Paranoia and distrust of others. The fragility of human consciousness. Books. Featured works and their parasitic themes. 1 Conquest by John Connolly and Jennifer Ridyard. Premise, Earth is ruled by Illyria, a beautiful but ruthless alien race. Beneath their civilizing veneer lies a darker truth, parasites that take over human brains and spread through the empire. Themes. O-colonialism and resistance. O-hidden biological warfare. O-youth rebellion and moral ambiguity. Unique twist, the parasites are not just invaders, they represent a deeper rot within the Illyria Empire, suggesting that conquest is not just territorial but biological. Caption ID equals attachment underscore 136640 align equals align none width equals 196 body snatchers slash caption. 2. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1956, 1978, 1993, 2000, and 7, one of my favorites, the 1978 is the best. Premise: alien seed pods replicate humans while they sleep, replacing them with emotionless duplicates. Themes: conformity versus individuality. Cold War paranoia and fear of communism. Loss of emotional depth and human essence. Notable scene: the chilling scream used by pod people to alert others, a metaphor for mass hysteria and surveillance. 3. Parasite, The Grey, 2020 4K drama. 4. Parasite, The Grey. Premise: based on Hitoshi Iwaki's manga, alien parasites fall from space and infect humans by taking over their brains. One woman, Suin, survives a failed takeover and coexists with her parasite. Themes: dual identity and coexistence. Government suppression and secret task forces. Philosophical questions about humanity and survival. Unique element: the parasite Heidi lives in Suin's subconscious, creating a Jekyll and Hyde dynamic that challenges the binary of host versus invader. 3. Korean title of Parasite, The Grey. The official Korean name is pronounced Gisaengsu, Daojire. Gisaengsu means parasite, same as the original manga title. Daojire is a transliteration of The Grey. This title reflects its roots in Hitoshi Iwaki's manga Parasite while signaling its darker, more action-oriented tone. Quotes: Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Jack Finney, 1955 novel and 1956 film. They're here already. You're next. Dr. Miles Bennell. A chilling warning that encapsulates the paranoia and urgency of resisting conformity. Only when we have to fight to stay human do we realize how precious it is to us, how dear. Dr. Miles Bennell. A reflection on the erosion of humanity and the cost of complacency. You have no choice. Dr. Dan Kaufman. The ultimate threat to free will, delivered with eerie calm by a pod-converted psychiatrist. I don't want to live in a world without love or grief or beauty. I'd rather die. Becky Driscoll. A defiant stand against emotional sterilization and the loss of human depth. They get you when you sleep. Marty Malone, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1993. A moment's sleep, and the girl I loved was an inhuman enemy bent on my destruction. Dr. Miles Bennell, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1956. Your new bodies are growing in there. They're taking you over cell for cell, atom for atom. There is no pain. Suddenly, while you're asleep, they'll absorb your minds, your memories, and you're reborn into an untroubled world. Dr. Dan Kaufman, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1956. We weren't shooting people, not intentionally, we were shooting parasites. The Puppet Masters by Robert A. Heinlein. Facts can't be ignored, they've got to be destroyed, or faced up to. The Puppet Masters by Robert A. Heinlein. I have been waiting for you humans to come this far. Eve, Parasite Eve by Hideaki Sena. He felt strangely moved by the thought that Toshiaki's wife had been beautiful down to her liver. Parasite Eve by Hideaki Sena. Parasite Eve, Hideaki Sena, 1995 novel, Japanese novel. Her heart thrilled to mitochondria. But why? A surreal moment of biological awe that hints at the seductive power of transformation. He felt strangely moved by the thought that Toshiaki's wife had been beautiful down to her liver. A grotesque yet poetic meditation on identity and corporeal memory. I'll never part from you. Kiyomi, I will never part from you. A haunting declaration of love that transcends death and perhaps ethics. I have been waiting for you humans to come this far. Eve. A chilling line that suggests humanity's downfall is the result of its own progress. Puppet Master. 3. The Puppet Masters, 1994. Release date, October 21, 1994. Directed by Stuart Orme. O. Based on Robert A. Heinlein's 1951 novel. O. Starring Donald Sutherland, Eric Thal, Julie Warner, Keith David. O. Plot: A covert alien invasion begins in rural Iowa, where slug-like parasites attach to human hosts and control their minds. A government team races to contain the spread before it reaches national leadership. O. Themes: mind control, government secrecy, biological horror. O. Reception: mixed reviews, praised for its tension but criticized for pacing and effects. 4. Clapperboard: The Faculty, 1998, caption ID equals attachment underscore 13667, align equals align, none width equals 300, the faculty slash caption. O. Release date, December 25, 1998. O. Directed by Robert Rodriguez. O. Written by Kevin Williamson, of Scream fame. O. Starring Josh Hartnett, Elijah Wood, Clea DuVall, Jordana Brewster, Famke Janssen, Robert Patrick. O. Plot: At Harrington High School, students discover their teachers are being taken over by alien parasites. A mismatched group of teens must band together to stop the invasion. O. Themes: teen rebellion, conformity, paranoia, body snatching. O. Reception: cult favorite, known for blending sci-fi horror with teen drama and satire. Clapperboard: Memorable quotes from The Faculty, 1998. Here are some standout lines that reflect the film's blend of sci-fi horror and teen satire. Everyone's been acting really weird, especially the faculty. Casey: tell me about it, it's like they've all turned into fucking pod people or something. Stokely: Body Snatchers is a story somebody made up, dingus. It's located in the fiction section of the library. Stokely: yeah, so is Schindler's List. Casey: if you were going to take over the world, would you blow up the White House Independence Day style, or sneak in through the back door? Casey: I always thought the only alien in this high school was me. Stokely: I'd rather be afraid. Casey: rejecting assimilation by the alien Queen Mary Beth. The Puppet Masters, Robert A. Heinlein, 1951 novel slash film. Time was when I was immune to emotional shocks. But as I get older, I don't get tougher, I get softer. A poignant reflection on vulnerability in the face of alien control. Facts can't be ignored, they've got to be destroyed, or faced up to. A call to confront uncomfortable truths, a theme that echoes your own writing style. We weren't shooting people, not intentionally, we were shooting parasites. A morally fraught line that blurs the boundary between liberation and violence. In the country of the blind, the one-eyed man is in for a hell of a rough ride. A metaphor for the burden of awareness in a manipulated society. Other notable films and books on alien parasites. Title: Medium. Parasite type. Key themes: The Puppet Masters, 1994. Film: slug-like aliens. Mind control, government conspiracy. The Faculty, 1998. Film: brain-burrowing aliens. Teen rebellion, assimilation, paranoia. Dreamcatcher by Stephen King. Book/film: stomach-borne aliens. Friendship, trauma, grotesque body horror. Slither, 2006. Film: slugs that mutate hosts. Small town invasion, grotesque transformation. The Thing, 1982. Film: shape-shifting alien. Identity crisis, isolation, paranoia. The Host by Stephanie Meyer. Book/film: souls that erase consciousness. Ethical colonization, memory, resistance. Parasite Eve by Hideaki Sena. Novel: mitochondrial rebellion. Genetic horror, symbiosis versus parasitism. The Bay, 2012. Film: isopods from pollution. Echo horror, body invasion, found footage style. Why these stories resonate. Alien parasite narratives tap into primal fears. Loss of control, what if your body isn't yours? Societal collapse, infected individuals blend in, eroding trust. Biological horror, the grotesque transformation of flesh. Philosophical depth, what defines humanity consciousness, emotion, or autonomy? Left-pointing magnifying glass comparing parasite metaphors across political eras. Alien parasite stories often reflect the anxieties of their time. Here's how. Era. Example. Political/social context. Metaphorical reading. 1950s-60s. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The classic series. Cold War, McCarthyism. Fear of ideological conformity and loss of individuality. 1980s. The Thing. The Puppet Masters. Reagan-era paranoia, AIDS crisis. Distrust of others, fear of hidden infection. 1990s-2000s. The Faculty. Slither. Post-Columbine, rise of teen alienation. Rebellion against authority, fear of peer assimilation. 2010s-2020s. Parasite, K-drama, The Gray, The Bay. Surveillance state, ecological collapse. Government overreach, environmental revenge, blurred identity lines. Conquest fits into a post-9/11 and post-colonial framework. The Illyria Empire's parasitic control mirrors imperialism masked as benevolence. The youth-led resistance reflects modern movements against systemic oppression. The parasite as a metaphor for internal root suggests that empires collapse from within, not just from external threats. Real-world biological parasites that inspired fiction. Nature is often more terrifying than fiction. Here are a few real parasites that have inspired alien horror. Parasite. Behavior. Fictional parallel. Toxoplasma gondii. Alters rodent behavior to make them attracted to cats. Mind control themes in The Faculty and Parasite. Cordyceps fungus. Infects insects, controls their movement, bursts from their bodies. Basis for The Last of Us. Lukács Lóródiamk. Turn snail tentacles into pulsating worms to attract birds. Echoes grotesque transformation in Slither. Parasitic wasps. Substack. Substack podcast. Medium. Wattpad. Spotify podcast. The End.